Hi, this is Elvis Presley. I just got in Hollywood by Delta Airlines, and there's a really nice crowd out here at the airport, and a lot of newspaper reporters and photographers and everything, and it really makes me feel good because, you know, this is the place of places out here.
What have I been reading in the fan magazines about your acting abilities?
There have been a lot of articles come out that I was going to imitate or copy the late James Dean. Or something like that, but I've never thought about it. Although James Dean was one of the greatest actors I've ever seen, he and Marlon Brando and a whole bunch more I could call over. But I'm not going to try to copy anybody. In fact, I don't even know whether I can act or not. I'm just going to give it a try.
Did they tell you at the studio that they thought you were a good actor?
Well, no, they didn't say they thought I was good. They just told me that my test turned out real well.
I thought you were going to make a picture at Paramount first. What are you doing at Fox?
I was supposed to have made for Paramount first, but something happened, and Mr. Wallace said he didn't want to make anything until December.
Until December?
That's right.
Do you think you'll make a film for Paramount then?
I'm pretty sure I will. I don't know what it'll be yet.
Where did you go to high school?
Humes High School in Memphis.
Have you ever gone to any college of any kind?
No.
Where'd you go to school in the early years?
I went to grammar school in Mississippi, Tupelo, Mississippi.
Do you really have four cars?
Yeah. One of them's pink, one's blue, and two of them's white.
Are they all Cadillacs?
No, one of them's a Lincoln Continental.
What's the other car you have?
I have a Messerschmitt.
A Messerschmitt? What is that? Is that a car?
It's a three-wheel car, German-made.
Which one do you like the best of all of them?
Motorcycle.
Is that right? How tall are you?
6 feet even.
How much do you weigh?
180.
Blue eyes, right?
Greenish blue, yeah.
Tell us about this sideburn business. Why did you decide to start growing sideburns?
I just always wanted to grow them when I was growing up. I always admired sideburns.
How old were you when you first let them start growing?
When I was old enough to grow them, I guess I was about 17.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I don't.
Elvis, where do you live at home in Memphis?
Where do I live at home? I live at home.
No, I mean, do you have your own house or apartment? Or?
Yes, we have a house in Memphis.
You and your parents?
Yes.
And you actually do ride these motorcycles?
Yeah.
Do you own one?
Yes, I have a Harley Davidson. That's my favorite sport, is motorcycle riding.
Do you horseback ride at all?
Not very much. I'm going to have to learn, though.
Now, we've heard you like amusement parks. Tell us about that.
They just amuse me because there's so much to do and take your mind off everything.
What do you like to do there most?
I try to win prizes by playing their crooked games. Don't print that, please. I'm just kidding.
Now, you don't actually have a girl right now, is that true?
Not a special girl. I date a few different ones, but nobody in particular.
I read somewhere that you have a girlfriend that you've been dating 3 years. Is that true?
That's very untrue. I've never dated a girl 3 years. I've never dated one 3 months.
Were you ever in love at all?
I thought I was when I was growing up, but I wasn't. You know, when you're growing up, you sometimes think you're in love. You sometimes think that this is it. You'll never find another one, you know. But then you grow up and you laugh at yourself.
Right. Do you think you're any different now than you were 2 years ago, a year ago?
You mean as far as character concerned or what?
As far as the way you feel now in comparison to when you were a nobody.
Oh, I don't feel a bit different. I'm just like I was. I mean, in other words, of course, I guess everybody says this, and a lot of people change, but actually I haven't. I've never even felt a change. The only thing I've felt is happiness, and that things have gotten better for me, that God has blessed me, and that He's given me a lot of things that a lot of the people would like to have. I mean, that I would like to see other people have. In other words, I wish that everybody could have, you know, luxuries in life. But I guess that's impossible.
Do you consider yourself to be religious?
Well, I don't attend church regularly or nothing like that, but I'm a true believer of God, if that's what you mean. I believe that all good things come from God.
When did you first start singing? Do you call it singing, the stuff you do?
Do I call it singing?
Yeah, that is what you call it, right?
Well, I've sold 5 million records. Somebody calls it singing.
I mean, this is what the critics say. I guess you read this all the time.
Well, I'll tell you, this is the only explanation I've got for it is people always, I get a lot of criticism for the actions I use on stage. I have been doing it for 2 years. I've been doing the same thing for 2 years. And it just got, in the last 4 or 5 months, that I've got criticism. I guess it's because my records have become bigger and everything. In other words, the more popular you are, the more criticism you get. But, in other words, people can stay home and hear you sing. But when they pay their money to come out and see you on a personal appearance, those people want to see a show. They come out to see some action. And if I stood up in front of an audience and did nothing but sing, if I didn't put on a show, and if I didn't act like I enjoyed what I was doing, they wouldn't come out to see me the next time I went back.
Do you really enjoy being up there on the stage as much as you seem to?
I get such a thrill out of it till I wear myself completely out. And sometimes we have 3 or 4 shows a day, and it's the same thing as a fighter going into the ring 3 times in one night. And not many fighters will do it.
Were you self-conscious when you first started? I mean, did you have stage fright at all?
Well, I still do.
You still do?
I still do. And I've been in front of a lot of audiences, but I always get nervous.
Are you nervous throughout the show?
After the first couple of songs, I feel okay. But I always go out with the thought in my mind, are they going to like me? Or are they going to throw rocks at me or something like that?
Tell me about the craziest audience you ever had.
Craziest audience?
One of the craziest.
Well, I've run across quite a few crazy audiences. Not crazy audiences. I don't mean that. I mean, I run across...
Unusual.
Kind of wild and exciting. I couldn't tell you no one particular place because it's happened quite a few times. In fact, it happens more that way than it does conservative type audience. Because anywhere you get a bunch of young people together, there's going to be excitement.
Do you remember the first time you performed in front of an audience?
The first time I performed? Let's see. In my life, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, is there any time that stands out as being the first time you had to get up there?
Yes, I was in front of an audience at a fairground when I was 11 years old. It was a fair, an annual fair, and they had a talent contest. And I sang a song called Old Ship, Story of a Dog. And I sang it. And I won 5th prize. I won $5. That's the first time.
Where was this?
It was in Tupelo, Mississippi. It was the first time that I ever sang in front of an audience.
Were you nervous?
I was shaking like a leaf.
How did the song go over?
I didn't have any music or anything. I couldn't get anybody to play for me. I couldn't play anything myself. So I just went out and sang it. And I believe that they felt sorry for me back then. It's why they're letting me win 5th prize. Because I was scared so bad.
Do you think your style of singing is different than anybody else's, or do you follow a pattern? Do you, say, sing like Johnny Ray, for instance?
Oh, no. No, I don't pull my hair and roll on the floor.
You feel that this is your style alone, the way you sing?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I have never heard a style like it. I mean, I'm not saying it's good or nothing like that. I mean, I have never heard anything, and I never copied anybody. I just originated it accidentally, more or less. I just when I was called to make my first record, I went into the studio and I started singing. I started jumping up and down, and I wasn't even aware of it. My legs were shaking all over, and then after my first record became a hit, well, I was on this big jamboree in Memphis at an open air theater. And I came out on stage and I was scared completely stiff, and my band, we all looked like a bunch of dead people. We were scared so bad. I guess there were 4,000 or 5,000 people in the audience.
They're telling me here that we're running out of time.
Well, let me go ahead and finish this. Anyway, I came out on stage and I was singing a couple of these rock and roll songs. And the audience got to hollering and squealing with me, and they had been very quiet through the whole show, and I was the last one on the show. And they had been very quiet, and the audience started squealing, and I left the stage, and they kept calling me back. And I didn't know what I was doing that they liked, because I never even thought about it. And my manager told me, he said, go back out there and do just what you've been doing. So I asked him, I said, what have I been doing? And he said, you've been shaking all over. He said, your legs have been shaking with the music, and your eyes twitching, your shoulders twitching and everything. And so I stuck with it, and I've been doing it ever since.